Al-Bayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda, amma ba'd. First and foremost, we thank the brothers and the sisters for their attendance tonight, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow you to witness this good deed on your scales in the next life. And we thank our beloved Sheikh Jamil for that great reminder. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep him and us steadfast on his deen. The Sheikh, yani subhanallah, in that great reminder, it shows us the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and what kind of people they were and what was their main focus in life. Yani these days, if a person was to look at the most important questions that he can ask, it might be, how do I make an extra dollar? Where can I invest my money? How do I build the biggest house? Things may be related to the dunya, but as you see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their main focus and only focus was the next life. And the Sheikh gave many examples where they would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the most beloved deed to Allah? And for that reason, they were no doubt the greatest people after the prophets and the messengers, the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned in one of his statements, he said, Allah looked into the hearts of the creation and he found the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best amongst them. So he chose him for his message. Then he looked into the hearts of the creation again, and he found the hearts of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best amongst them. So he chose them to be his companions. That's why they were the best of people. Handpicked, chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal to carry this message. And that is why there is no greater people than the Salaf al-Salih. A person might ask, why do Muslims, upon guidance, try their utmost best to be like these people, to be like the Salaf? It's for this reason, because they were the best of people. And the head of the Salaf is the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Allah Azza wa Jal says about them in the Quran, because they are not praised by me and you or the creation, they are praised by Allah from above the heavens. Allah Azza wa Jal said about them, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Regarding them, the Salaf, the Sahaba, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, the forerunners, and the forerunners, meaning the early ones who came to Islam, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, those are the ones who are nearest to Allah. No one is closer to Allah Azza wa Jal than them. And that is why they are our example. So when you worship Allah Azza wa Jal, it's important for you, my Muslim brother, my Muslim sister, that you learn how they worshipped Allah. How they prayed, how they fasted, how they gave charity, how they performed worship throughout the day and night, so that you can follow their footsteps. Why? Because they are the nearest to Allah. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah also praised them by mentioning that if we followed their footsteps, we will be guided. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, so if they believe, meaning me and you, us who come after, Allah says, if they believe in what you believed in, meaning who? The Sahaba and the early Muslims. Allah says, if they believed in what you believed in, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they will be rightly guided. For there is no other path, and there is no other way than their way. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, the best of generations is mine. No generation greater than the generation of Muhammad ﷺ. Then those who followed them, then those who followed them. This is the Salaf al-Salih. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, about the Sahaba, he said, they are above us in knowledge and in analogy and in taqwa and in intellect. He said, and their opinions for us is the safest opinion. These are the words of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. So when you look into the lives of these great people, how did they worship Allah? How were they when it came to their commitment to this deen? Take, for example, their way with the Quran, which is a very important point, because everyone has to have a relationship with the Book of Allah. But the question is, how were the Salaf with the Book of Allah? And we're not talking only about reciting here. We're talking about action. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the Sahaba, he said, a man from us would learn 10 verses of the Quran. He said, a man from us will learn 10 verses from the Quran. He said, he will not move on to the next verses until he learned their meaning and acted upon them. So memorizing the Quran for the Sahaba was a process, unlike many people today. They will learn 10 verses, understand their meaning, implement them, and then they will move on to the next 10 verses. Because they understood that the Quran was not revealed merely for its utterance, but rather it was revealed to be lived as a way of life. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, if a man from amongst us, and who's he talking about us? The Sahaba. He said, if a man from amongst us had learned the Baqarah and Ali Imran, he was great in our eyes. Subhanallah. Not the entire Quran, just the Baqarah and Ali Imran. Why? Because of this reason. They do not move on to next verses until they implement the verses they learn. So if someone from the Sahaba had the Baqarah and Ali Imran, it meant he was living his life by it. And if he lived his life by it, he was a great man, and he was great in the eyes of the Sahaba. Abu Abdul Rahman al-Silmi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also said, we learned the Quran and action together. Not like us today, my brothers and sisters, or not like many, illa man rahim Allah. He might have the Qur'an memorized from cover to cover, but when it comes to implementing the Book of Allah, he is very far from it. What is the use? What benefit is this recitation? On the contrary, this will be against him on the Day of Judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. that those to whom we have given the book, they recite it with its true recital. حَقَّ تِلَاوَةِ. They recite the Qur'an with its true recital. And what does the mean? What is the meaning of true recital? Meaning they implement it. They do not only read it from its cover to its cover with no pondering or reflection or acting upon its laws. No. They live by the Qur'an. And this was the way of the Salaf al-Salih. The Salaf, my dear brothers and sisters, we can speak about their example for a long time. But we give certain examples in their way of life, like the way they were with the Qur'an. The Salaf also gave attention to their children. And this is a very important point, my dear brothers and sisters, because we all, or most of us, have children. And we were all children at one stage. And if we don't have children, we ask Allah to bless us with children, and you may have children in the future. How were the Salaf with their children? The Salaf, my brothers and sisters, have certain examples, just to shed some light, how they were with their kids. Ibrahim al-Taymi, rahimahullah, he said they loved, they who? The Sahaba, the Salaf. He said they loved to teach their children the Salah, and they loved to teach them their first word to utter to be La ilaha illallah. For the Salaf would instill Tawheed into their children from a young age. As today, the baby's born and it grows until it's a few months, 7, 8, 9, 10 months, it starts mumbling a few words. You find the parents, Mama or Baba, Yalla, utter your first word, Mum and Dad. Oh, look, he said Mum. Oh, look, he said Dad. And the husband and wife will fight. Now he said Mum first. Now he said Dad first. It happens. I've seen it. The Salaf took it upon themselves to teach their children to utter as their first word, Kalimat al-Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. Someone might say, Mama, Baba's easier for a kid to learn. Doesn't matter. You teach your child. This was how the Salaf focused on their children from a very young age. Ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he said that if they, and remember when we say they, we're talking about the Salaf and the Sahaba. He said, if they would see a child pointing with two fingers, they will hit one of his fingers and push it down, and they will say to him, verily he is one Lord. Teaching him to point with the Shahada. Instilling Tawheed into the child from a young age. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Salaf, meaning the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, he said the Salaf would teach their children to love Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, just as they will teach them a surah from the Quran. The Salaf will teach their children to love Abu Bakr and Umar, just as they will teach them a surah from the Qur'an. Why? Because it is from Iman to love these two men, the greatest men after the prophets and the messengers, and the greatest companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah be pleased with them and curse whoever curses them. Ibn Jurayj, rahimahullah, he said regarding the Salaf, how was the Salaf with something as simple as the adhan. He said, I was informed about a people. Which people? The early Muslims. He said, I was informed about a people who have passed away, who would listen to the adhan the way that they will listen to the Quran. Meaning quietly. When they heard the adhan, they will listen quietly. This was the way of the Salaf. This is who they were. How were they with the night prayers? Allah Azza wa Jal answers this for us about the early Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. Allah Azza wa Jal says they used to sleep only a little of the night. They would sleep only a little of the night, and in the hours before dawn they will be asking for forgiveness. This was their way. You want to follow the Salaf? This is the path of the Salaf. This was their ibadah. Sleeping little of the night and spending many hours of the night seeking forgiveness. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said it was very rare. He said it was very rare for a night to pass them who? Sahaba. He said it was very rare for a night to pass them and they were not praying. Very rare. Just as their way in remembering Allah Azza wa Jal in dhikr. Al-Walid ibn Muslim, rahimahullah, he said, I saw Al-Awza'i. Al-Awza'i was one of the great imams of the Salaf, an imam of hadith. Al-Walid said that I saw Al-Awza'i pray the Fajr and he remained in his musalla, meaning in his position of salah, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal until the sun came up. And once the sun came up, he got up and he said, this is the way of the Salaf. For subhanAllah, they set an example, a bar which is very high. In order to be like them, to follow them, it requires great dedication to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just imagine this. You remain in your position where you prayed until the sun comes up remembering Allah. This was the norm for the Salaf. Ibrahim al-Nakhai, rahimahullah, said, they, once again, they used to love whenever they entered Mecca, not to exit Mecca until they've completed the Quran. Another great example. How many times do people visit Mecca? They enter and they leave. What was the way of the Salaf? Not to leave Mecca until he'd done a khatma of the Quran. Until he completed its recitation from cover to cover. This is from the practice of the Salaf. Their way in janazah prayer. How was the Salaf in the janazah? In the funeral? Al-A'mash from the Salaf, he said, we would go to Wa'aza, meaning we will go to pay condolence of someone that had died. He said, and we would enter the house and we will not know who to give the azah to. Pay attention. He said, we will go to Wa'aza, but we will not know who to pay the condolence to. Why? He said, because everyone will be in mourning remembering death. Allahu Akbar. These days you go to Wa'aza, you see the family of the deceased remembering death because it's close to them. And everyone else sitting in the Wa'aza, if he's not waiting for the food, They're talking about the dunya. How much does this happen? They would go to Aza, he doesn't know. Who's the family? Why? Everyone is in mourning. Because they remember death. And it's reality. Their way in brotherhood. Oh, the Salaf and brotherhood. Subhanallah. One of the Salaf asked the question to the people. He said, can you put your hand in your brother's pocket and take whatever you want? Can you go up to any of your brothers, your brother, put your hand in his pocket and take whatever you want? They said, no. He said, then you do not love each other as you claim. Subhanallah. They had the true mahabba and brotherhood, which was an example for us. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said, by Allah, I met a people, and take this as a benefit. Whenever Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, says, I met a people, he's talking about Sahaba. Because Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, was blessed in meeting over 70 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, by Allah, I met people who would look after the family of their dead brother for over 40 years, spending on them. This is brotherhood. This was their brotherhood. His brother passed away, so my brother's family is my responsibility. We're not talking blood brothers, we're talking brotherhood in Islam. My Muslim brother passed away, he left a family behind, I will provide for them, because he was able to. And we're not saying provide for him, provide for the family for a day or two, or a month or two. Al-Hasan said over 40 years after his brother's death, he was still providing for his family. Why? Because of his mahabba, because of his love for his brother. And finally, my brothers and sisters, there is no doubt that they had a special way with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Salaf were the greatest example in following his sunnah, and they tried their best to follow his sunnah. And from the best of examples is none other than the great Sahabi Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Abdullah ibn Umar was known to make a great effort into following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent he used to remember just normal regular actions that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do as a resident and as traveling, and he will do it. Like if he remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rested beneath a tree in his travel, he'll go and rest beneath that tree. And when they ask him, why'd you go beneath that tree? He'll say, I remembered that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rested beneath this tree. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, regarding the great Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he said, I bear witness by Allah that his salah is the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is a big statement. From a Sahabi to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who was not a companion, but from the great Tabi'een. What did he say? He said, I testify that this man's salah in his ruku' and his sujood and everything else is the closest I have seen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, if there is any deed or action that you should try to perfect to be like the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the salah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sallu كما رأيتموني أصلي. Pray as you have seen me pray. And that's why it's very important for you as a Muslim to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his salah. How he stood, how he read the Fatiha, what he read after the Fatiha, in the different prayers. At Fajr, what did he recite? At Dhuhr, what did he recite? How long were his prayers? How he stood, how he bowed, how he prostrated, where he placed his hands. Don't worry about anyone else. Just worry about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he done it. And do not come and tell me that this person said this or that person said that. Take your salah directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ahadith and the books are available. And the greatest book in our time, after of course the Sunan, which speak about this topic no doubt, and the books of the early fuqaha, but the greatest book from the contemporary books today is the book of the great Allama Al-Albani rahimahullah, called the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prayer described. The Prophet's prayer described, or in Arabic, Sifatu Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That book will give you the details of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his prayer from the beginning until the end, and it is recommended for every student of knowledge, anyone who wants to learn how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, to have that book and to learn it. May Allah azza wa jal reward you all for attending tonight. And from what I was informed, that the program is that dinner will be served before the adhan and the iqamah. You can make your way downstairs as there is still time before the salah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all tonight for your attendance. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.